My name is Sam, and I'd like to read you my Beowulf narrative. Grendel and Beowulf, Part 1. This story begins like any other around the Viking times, with a good king. There was once a good king, namely Hrothgar, who was fierce in battle and generous to his people. To reward him and his men, he gave orders to build a mead hall in which to drink and celebrate each night. They sat there by the hearth each twilight, listening to the poetry, the harp, and telling stories of joy and happiness. But there was another listener. Outside the walls of Heorot, for that was the building's name, stood Grendel, covering his ears, despising the happiness. The hideous nightmare stalked behind the pleated hills. The joyous music was hateful to his ears. His devilish brain thought he would have to act. At the stroke of 12, the fiend called up to Heorot. All was silent. The only people who were out were the king's guards standing at the entrance of the building. The man-killer launched himself at the dumbstruck men, sparing no one. He dragged the bloodied corpses back to his lair, gorging at will. When dawn awoke, news spread of the untimely murders, and when the news reached King Hrothgar, he was grief-stricken. Grendel, who heard all of the mourning, smiled to himself, his bat-like ears swivelling around. While the moon was covered by dull grey clouds, the blanched faces of the guards peeped over the barricaded door. They believed themselves to be safe, though none could be safe from the mighty wrath of Grendel. On this night, he struck again. He went for the elderly, the middle-aged and the young. He let no one go. This went on for 12 long, dreary winters. Part 2. By now, the rumour of Grendel's murders had crossed every vast ocean and, of course, every land. No one dared visit the lands of the Danes, not even other fierce warrior kings. But one day, across the wide land, some Geats had heard of and planned to slay the wicked beast of the night. Their leader, Beowulf, had gathered 14 of the most loyal, aggressive demon destroyers he knew. The following day, they set off against the howling wind, through the icy air and over the violent sea, the waves trying to swallow them whole. Part 3. As the boat drew nearer the Danish port, which was already packed with ships, the king's thanes caught sight of the longboat. They picked up their weapons, ready for a fight. "We mean you no harm," proclaimed Beowulf. "As your friends and allies, we bring you help to slay the tormentor of souls, the ogre, the terror tyrant, Grendel." The guards felt ashamed at their aggression and said, "We honour your coming. We shall take you to our lord Hrothgar." And, as they said, they led him to Heorot, where the king was sitting, engulfed in exhaustion. The king looked up from his gnarled hands. "Your Majesty," said Beowulf, bowing, "we have travelled this long journey to greet you, my fellow king. I, Beowulf, the greatest, bravest warrior prince, shall defeat Grendel. Worry not, I have slayed 5 giants, broke their necks with my bare hands. Dozens of squirming sea serpents met the same fate." The king rejoiced at the timely arrival and welcomed the 14 valiant men into his now languishing kingdom.